The meeting of the Board of Adjustments is called to order. My name is Roger Boltman, and I'll be chairing the meeting this evening, and would ask that the rest of the committee introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, Member at Large.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Mike Sheriff, District 3.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, Member at Large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay. We're going to approve, correct any additions or changes to the minutes of the previous meeting. We looked at those at the tour meeting the other day, and they were approved. So
I'll second that motion. So
you want to? Let's get it first.
Oh, you did.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, and Dell seconded.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Opposed? That's passed. The protocol for this evening, the administrative staff will introduce the application. The applicants or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the audience direct any questions or comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for all those who wish to speak. After the comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. And number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county's official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to take the decision to the district court within 30 days. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after this hearing. At this time, I'll have my vice chair, Mike Sharp, read aloud the guidelines of the Minnesota statutes that this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please turn off all electronic devices. Okay, Mike.
Minnesota Statutes 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be granted when they are, one, in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the official control, and two, when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties as used in connection with the granting of a variance means that, one, the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by an official control. Two, the plight of the landowner is due to circumstances unique to the property not created by the landowner. And three, the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar energy systems. Variances shall be granted for earth and shelter construction as defined in section 216C.06, subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in the granting of variances. A condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Yep. Thank you. Under no old business tonight. Under new business, you want to introduce the first applicant?
Yeah, first applicant is Corn Daily Trust, requesting a variance to construct a deck to be located 45 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required 75. There was also a request for impervious surface coverage. I've got a recent legal opinion since that if an applicant remains at their existing impervious, that would not require it. A legal nonconformity.
Yep.
So both that request on one and then the second one on
the That'd be a moot point on the second one then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is a representative here from? Yep.
Yes, sir, Mr. Corn.
Do you have a chair?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Welcome.
My name is Jay Corn. We own the property. My wife and I own the property there. We've been there
about a year and a half now.
Yep.
Came up here because came up about 3 years ago and fell in love with this area. Decided we want to spend time here. Some of you talking earlier, we do spend winters down in Arizona. Spend most of our summer up here though. We're looking to add a little deck on the back of the house. There's nothing there right now. It's just grass between the end of the house and the lake. Just something for us to be able to sit outside and enjoy the evenings and enjoy time with our friends and family. Our goal is to build it in harmony with the house. It wouldn't be visible from anywhere. We would still be further back than most of our neighbors from the lake. We don't believe that it will change the sight lines. We don't believe that it will have any impact on the ecology of the area.
Okay.
If it helps, I did mock up a little bit of a picture of kind of what it would look like. I'm not going to call this a technical plan or anything like that, but just something to be able to kind of give a little better view of what we think it, it will look like when it's done.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant or the application?
Being you're only doing it 9 inches, you're probably going to put a handrail around it?
Nope.
Anybody care to look at the picture that he's presented?
I worked very hard on it in AI, so.
Well, I hate to overlook your picture. That's why I bring
it. Just for clarification, you're referring to this one?
No, actually, I did a little better picture of what the back of the house would look like. And please understand this is not to scale or anything like that, but just to kind of give a little better idea of what it's going to look like.
That would be, may we look at that?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, am I the only one that doesn't have it, or?
No, this afternoon.
Sometimes I'll move.
Just to try to give a little better idea of what, I know sometimes it can be a little hard to understand exactly what we're trying to accomplish here. The end goal is actually to take those two windows that are on the back of the house there, they would actually become sliding glass doors, be able to open up, and be able to just really be able to enjoy the outdoor space there. Thank you.
Yep. Any further questions of the applicant? Any correspondence?
No, the other correspondence is the second.
Pardon?
Nope.
Nope, none? Okay. No further questions and no correspondence. I think we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request.
Don't see if anybody wants anybody in the audience.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh.
No, I forgot. Does anybody in the audience have any comments? Okay, hearing none. Excuse me. Thank you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Motion to approve the request.
I'm ready for a motion.
With the following findings of facts, that the request is in harmony with purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance and comprehensive plan, puts the property to use in a reasonable manner, and does not alter the character of locality. As the applicant said, there are several structures in the vicinity that are closer to the lake than what's being proposed.
Yep. Okay. Second?
Second.
Second. Okay. Any other discussion or comment? All those in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's passed. Congrats.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
May I ask one question?
You're sure.
What do I do next?
Get your hammer on. They'll direct you and you get your permit in the
zone. You can call the zoning office tomorrow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Next applicant.
Next applicant. This is like the third meeting in a row, and I'm not going to try to do it because I don't like butchering names. So it's located at 20340 County Road 131, requesting a variance to construct a breezeway between an existing non-conforming dwelling and a detached garage to be located 5 feet from the side property line, deviating from the required 6 feet on a non-conforming lot of record.
Yep. Welcome.
Hello. So this is Elizabeth. She's property owner. My name's Trevor. I'm
proposed general contractor on the project. So what we've got is they have an existing garage that is located about 30 feet away from their house, and asked me to see what we can do about doing a breezeway that would connect the garage to the existing house. Obviously, as you had heard from staff, existing structures are sounds like they're not within the conformance of the setback from the side yard. What we're proposing is just to take that exact same footprint and attach it to buildings, essentially. So.
Okay. Questions of the applicant?
Is there concrete between the two buildings
so
now?
Currently, yeah. So the original house was built in, what, like the 40s, I think, something like that. The garage was added in the 70s, 80s. So in between the garage and the house, there's an old driveway that was in there and kind of a sidewalk that runs alongside. Currently, they've got a couple of sheds that are on there that actually even extend into that side yard setback even further. Those would be eliminated with this addition, and we would essentially just be attaching what is the existing garage to the existing house.
Okay. Pretty straightforward. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Any comment from the audience? Questions? Any correspondence?
Just the one you received this afternoon from Sue.
Okay. All right. There's no further questions. We will close testimony and we'll deliberate on the application.
So Kyle, when you say Sue, that's from your office, it's not because nobody signed it. There was just some disgruntled neighbor.
Anonymous, yes. Right. Sue Rockwell, 17.
Okay. I just want to make sure when you said a name, I'm like, yep. I didn't see a name. Mm-hmm.
Mute point, anyone?
Yep. Mute point. If you don't want to put your name on it, I don't
mute point if there's previous service.
Right. Yeah. Right. As long as they're staying within the exact same, it's not an issue. We're really talking about one point.
It actually, from what is currently impervious, we'd actually be reducing the impervious from what is existing today. So
you should have put that on the application. Is that on the application reduced?
Well,
last minute.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's because
you're removing the
correct. So they came out and did an assessment, and the structures were not on the original GIS on the parcel information.
Okay.
So that had increased the impervious. We would be reducing it to something that's less than what is currently currently the site.
That's our goal, right?
Yep. So that's what we're here for. Absolutely.
So the breezeway. It's the same footprint.
Same exact footprint as the garage. Yeah, literally the garage, the existing garage and the house line up exactly right along the side yard. And so all we'd be doing is just essentially connecting the garage directly to the house.
So any mitigation thought processes on that? You know, as far as gutters or trench drains or anything?
Yeah, like that? Currently the whole house is guttered right now. So once we do the structure, everything will be guttered. You know, I mean, it basically will follow the exact same plan that is currently existing there. So.
Yep. All right. Ready to make a motion? I'd accept one.
I'll make a motion. We approve based on the finding of facts that it is falling within the harmony intent of the ordinance. It's not really changing the locality. Not having anything to do with the impervious. We're talking about 1 foot. It's kind of a common sense.
Yep.
I'll second it.
Second? Colton, yep. Second. Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That motion is passed. Congrats.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good evening.
Two.
6:14.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Okay. Any other business, Kyle, that needs to be brought before the group?
Not there.
No, sir. Okay. Anybody else got anything to bring? Okay. All right.
Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Just a minute. I will. We're going to go over the Vogel deal at our next tour meeting. So if everybody could be there, and Kyle is going to give us some information.
Tour meeting? I've been doing it on my own just at nights and stuff, so I gotta be there.
Okay.
What's the date of it?
Kyle's gonna be there?
Yeah.
What's the date of it, Kyle? So I know. I gotta move my schedule or something.
Careful, this is for the record, Dell. So. All right, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second it.
Dell got a second.
Planning meeting?
No.
The ninth.
If you can be at hearing. The tour, she's appealing. I granted a land alteration permit for a road for subdivision.
Yep. I can be at the, I can be at the meeting.
Well, it's very simple. Like, we don't need to have a big, I granted a land alteration permit for a road within a subdivision prior to the approval of the plat. She's saying I can't do that. The plat's now been approved.
So Kyle, what have we got to do with it?
Yeah, that was my.
So anybody can appeal administrative decisions to you guys.
Okay.
Any building.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought they could appeal the permit, but.
Yeah, so she's appealing my.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We already had the motion.
Are we officially, adjourned?
Oh, yeah, okay, meeting adjourned. Did you have a question?